I greet you tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What a beautiful Tuesday. I am Pastor John Mamawulo. When we start our show, with prayer. I'm going to pray. And after I prayed, we're going to start. The time is 6:05. What a beautiful Tuesday. Time to meditate. With me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawulo. And I believe that it's going to be awesome. I believe that Heavenly Father is going to help us. I believe that we are going to learn a lot of things tonight. It is a beautiful Tuesday, time to meditate. Let's pray. Father, we are praying tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we have gathered here. We have gathered tonight in the studio. Whoever who have just tuned in, who is going to listen to this show tonight, I pray that Heavenly Father, restore their hearts, restore their soul, bless them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have been God, and you will always be God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Daddy, I pray, in Jesus' name, Christ of Nazareth, Father, you are the Lord, and you have been God, and you will continue to be God forevermore. In Jesus' name, Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, I'm praying now for each and everyone who have just tuned in, who is still going to tune in. It may be tomorrow, it may be next year. I pray, Daddy, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are the Lord. We thank you tonight. In Jesus' name, Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Daddy, because you are the Lord.
Time to meditate. John Mamawulo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
transformation.
Yeah, so it is time to meditate. I told you that tonight we are continuing with a prayer. What is prayer? That is what we are continuing with tonight. What is prayer? What kind of prayer will God hear? What kind of prayer will it be answered? That is what we are talking about tonight. And I believe that God of heaven, God who created heaven and earth, will be with us tonight. He is going to help us. And it's going to be awesome. Now, our number is 03289-4658. That is the studio number. It's a WhatsApp number that you can use. You can chat to us in the studio. 03289-4658. Or you can dial 073-269-2731. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. On the right-hand side, there is a chat box there. You can chat to us tonight. If you're on Skype, you can do BTGM Radio on Skype and you can chat to us. Tonight we are talking about, we are continuing on the topic of a prayer. What is a prayer? How important is prayer? And which prayer does God hear and answer? That is what we are talking about tonight. My name is John Mamawolo. Wherever you are, I believe, I know that as I speak now, there are people who are on the way to work, who are going to work. Some are coming from work. Some are going to the hospital. Some are coming from hospital. Some are going to church. Some are coming from church. Some, as I speak today, they were dismissed from work. They told them that it is the last day for them today. But I want to say to you, hang it there. God is with you. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It's going to be awesome. Now, I told you that we're speaking about prayer, the scripture that we will be meditating with tonight as we are continuing about prayer. On Sunday, we spoke much about prayer. We spoke much what about prayer now. Tonight, we are continuing because we did not finish on Sunday because of the time. Now, today, we are continuing. Like now, we say prayer is of different kinds, secrets. Social as family prayer, and in social worship, in public, in the service of sanitary. That is where you can do a prayer. You can pray. There is a different kind of prayer. You can pray in a secret. You can pray social, or you can pray as a family prayer, or you can pray as a social worship, or you can pray in public, or you can pray in the church. Now, on Sunday, I said prayer is converse with God, the intercourse of the soul with God, and not in contemplation of meditation, but in different address to Him. Prayer may be oral or mental, occasionally or content, ejaculatory or formal. It is a brief within the Lord. Now, there were scriptures that we read. I'm not going to repeat all those scriptures because what we're doing tonight is we are continuing of what we spoke on Sunday. That's what we're doing. We are continuing of what we spoke on Sunday. Prayer in the Bible is the uplifting of the heart to God with whatever motive. It includes supplication, whether in view of material or of spiritual need, intercession for individual or communities, confession of sin, but also assertion of righteousness, adoration, collodity with God, vow, thanksgiving, blessing, impartation. The results are clarity, objective, and external. But the apparent failure of prayer may be more instructive than its onward success. Apart from Christ's prayer in Gethsemane. Okay? We are continuing of a prayer. What is prayer? We are continuing what prayer is important. And we are continuing what prayer will God answer. Okay? What is prayer? And how important is prayer? And which prayer does God hear? Okay? I told you that there are different prayers that we pray. And we pray in different way. But tonight what we're going to do, we're going to talk about it so that you can understand. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul, we are continuing as we meditate, talking about prayer. Now, when you read in the book of Mark chapter 14 verse 35, that was Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane. When Jesus was praying in Gethsemane, now he said, Bible says, Jesus went on a little further away from them. He fell to the ground and prayed. He asked that. if possible, he will not have this time of suffering. Okay? That was a prayer that Jesus prayed. As I told you that the prayer in the Bible, it explained as uplifting of the heart to God, includes supplication, it includes intercession for individuals, it includes when you need something spiritually, it includes confession of sins, it includes thanksgiving, giving thanksgiving to God, it includes the blessings, it includes imprecation. Because when Jesus was praying in Gethsemane, alright, let's read it so that you can understand. Now, when you read in the book of Mark chapter 14, verse number 32, we're going to start from there. It is saying, Jesus and his followers went to a place named Gethsemane. He said to them, "Sit here while I pray." Let me repeat. Mark 14, verse 32, it says, Jesus and his followers went to a place named Gethsemane. He said to them, "Sit here while I pray." Now, Jesus went with his disciples to a place which is called Gethsemane. He went there to a place called Gethsemane. Reason for that was so that he can pray. Because the Bible tells us that he went to them to a place of Gethsemane and he said to them, "Sit here while I pray." Okay, sit here while I pray. Now, when you go to the Matthew 26:36-42, it says, remember when in Mark it says, Jesus and his followers went to a place named Gethsemane. He said to them, "Sit here while I pray." He said, while he pray. Now, when you go to Matthew, it says, then Jesus went with his followers to a place called Gethsemane. He said to them, "Sit here while I go there and pray." Okay? While I go there and pray. Alright. Now, when you read in the book of Luke it says, Jesus left the city and went to the mountain of Olive. His followers went with him. He went there often. He said to his followers, "Pray for strength against temptation." Pray for strength against temptation. Alright? Now, that's what we're reading. Now, in verse number 33 on the book of Mark 14, it says, "But he told Peter, James, and John to come with him. He began to be very distressed and troubled." Remember, I said to you that prayer in the Bible is the uplifting of the heart to God with whatever motive. It includes supplication, whether in view of material or of spiritual needs, intercession for individuals or communities, confession of sins, but also attention of righteousness, adoration, colonity with God, vows, thanksgiving, blessing, imprecation. The results are chiefly objective and external, but the apparent failure of prayer may be more instructive than in onward success. Okay? Now that's why I told you, what is prayer? Why are we praying? What kind of prayer will God hear? Now we are learning about the prayer when Jesus was praying in Gethsemane. Now, when he was praying, before he said to his disciples, He said to them, sit here while I go there and pray. Okay? Sit here while I go there and pray. That's what he said. And now, he also said to them that pray so that, okay, pray for strength against temptation. Now, he told them that they should pray against temptation. The temptation will come, but he told them that they should pray in preparation of the temptation that is coming. That is an importance of prayer. When you pray, prayer, it will strengthen you against temptation. It's not, it doesn't mean that you will not enter into temptation. You will enter into temptation, but what will happen is you will have a strength against those temptations. That is why we pray. We pray so that we may have strength against temptation. We pray so that we may have strength against temptation. Now, when we go to 33, as I already told you, that we read in the book of Mark 14:32. Now we are going to 33. It said, but he told Peter, James and John to come with him. He began to be very distressed and troubled. Okay, he became to be very distressed and troubled. He went with his disciples. Okay, he went with his disciples. And he took them all. But the Bible tells us, when he arrived there, okay, when he arrived there, he told Peter, James and John to come with him. He told them that they should come with him wherever that he wanted them to go. The other disciples left where they first started. The other disciples left where they first started. Now we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. As we continue, let's just do this as we continue. I'm gonna, we're gonna play the song as we continue by it saying that our Father is a prayer by Don Moon. As he was praying, that we will pray with him as we continue. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We are continuing.
Glory fill the earth. and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Oh Lord, we need your mercy and we need your grace today.
Now, don't want to say we need you, Lord, today. God who is in heaven, we need you today. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. The song that I played was saying, Father, we pray. As tonight we are speaking about prayer. Whoever we have just tuned in now, we welcome you. We appreciate your listening. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. My name is Pastor John Mamawolo. The name of this show is called Time to Meditate. We are meditating tonight. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can interact with us on 083-289-4658. That's our WhatsApp number, 083-289-4658. It's also a number that you can call, 073-269-2731. Is a number also that you can call. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there where you can chat to us. If you're having a Skype, you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We're talking about prayer. We are continuing of the topic called prayer, because on Sunday we talked about prayer. Now, today it is important that we are continuing about it, because we couldn't finish. We couldn't finish, and we were in the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse number 32. We were in verse number 33, when Jesus told Peter, James, and John to come with him. He began to be very distressed and troubled, because in verse 32 it tells us that Jesus and his disciples, they went to a place of Gethsemane to pray. He said to them, they should sit here while he go and pray. Now I said that prayer is the uplift of the heart to God with whatever motive. It includes supplication, whatever in view of material or of spiritual needs, intercession for individual or communities, confession of sins, but also attainment of righteousness, adoration, communion with God, vows, thanksgiving, blessing, imprecations. The results are clearly objective and external, but the apparent failure of prayer may be more instructive than in onwards success. Now, that is what we are talking about tonight as we're talking about prayer. The importance of prayer. What kind of prayer will God hear and answer? Alright? Because prayer is the intercourse of the soul with God. Okay? Prayer may be oral or mental, occasionally or content, ejaculatory or formal. Pouring out of the soul before God. Praying and crying to heaven. Seeking unto God and making supplication. Prayer is drawing us near to God. When we pray, we go near to God. When we pray, it's like we are talking to God. Prayer is the language that we use when we talk to God. When we cry to God. That is what prayer is. And we just read that when Jesus went to the mountain with his disciples in a place called Gethsemane. Now, he said to his disciples, he took Peter, James, and John. But remember, he did not go with only Peter, James, and John. He went with his disciples. His disciples that he selected. But when he was there, he only selected Peter, James, and John to go with him. The Bible tells us that he began to be very distressed and troubled. Okay? He began to be very distressed and troubled. He began to be very distressed and troubled. And that is why when you read in the book of Luke 22:29, it's saying, Jesus left the city and went to the mountain of Olives. His followers went with him. He went there often. Every time Jesus was going there, when Jesus was feeling down, he was going to the mountain to pray, because he knew that for him to be uplifted, he need to pray. For him to be uplifted, to be connected with God, he need to pray and speak to God. He need to pray and speak to God. Now he said here, he said to his followers, pray for strength against temptation. He said, you should pray for strength against temptation. You should pray against temptation. That is what Jesus told them. That they should pray. They should pray for strength against temptation. It doesn't mean that when we pray, the temptation will not come. It doesn't mean that when we pray, we won't get some challenges. But the thing is, Jesus said to them that when you pray, you are praying to prepare yourself against temptation. That is why when Jesus was in Gethsemane, right? He went there to pray. He went there to pray. When he went there to pray, he took his followers, they went to Gethsemane. When he was in Gethsemane, he took Peter, James, and John. They went with him. But he became to be very distressed and troubled. He became to be very distressed and troubled. You will understand what made him to be distressed and troubled. Remember, we are talking about prayer. Now, when we go to 34, Mark 14, 34. Now, it's read as follows as we are continuing. It says, Jesus, okay, and he said to them, my heart is so very with grief. I feel as I am dying. Wait here and stay awake. Remember in 33, it's saying, he began to be very distressed and troubled. Now he said to them, He said to them, I feel as I'm dying. I feel as I'm dying. That's what he said. He said, I feel as I'm dying. I feel as I'm dying. That is what he said. He said, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch. Remain here and watch. That's what he said. Remember, he took his followers, his disciples. Now, he went to them to the mountain. Now, when he was there, he told them that they should remain here and pray. Now, he took James, Peter, and John. They went further. As they were on the way, he felt that he is very distressed and troubled. And then he said to them, my heart is so heavy with grief. I feel as I'm dying. Wait here and stay awake. Wait here and stay awake. That is what he said. He said, wait here and stay awake. My heart is troubled. But wait here and stay awake. Now, when you pray, what prayer will do, it will not stop the temptation to come, but it will make you to be strong. Prayer will make you to be strong, that when the temptation comes, you will remain standing. But if you don't pray, when the temptation comes, then you're going to fall. Then you're going to say it's the devil. Then you're going to start to have some excuses. You're going to try to justify yourself. Because that is why Jesus said to them. He said to his followers, pray for strength against temptation. Pray for strength against temptation. That's what he said. Now, pray for strength against temptation. Remember, we are talking about prayer. We are talking about prayer. What kind of prayer will God hear? How should a person pray? That is what we're talking about tonight. And what is prayer? Remember, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, he said to them, wait here and stay awake. He told them that wait here and stay awake. Wait here and stay awake. So you will understand as we're going why he told them that. When he said, my spirit, my heart is gravely and I feel as I'm dying. He was feeling as he's dying. Now, verse number 35, it says, Jesus went on a little further away from them. He fell to the ground and prayed. He asked that if possible, he will not have this time of suffering. That is what Jesus said. He said, if possible, will not have this time of suffering. After he said to his disciples that he is feeling heavy with grief, his heart is full with heavy with grief, and he feels like he's dying. And he said to them, wait here while I wait here and stay awake. He told them that they should be awake in prayer. Alright? And then when he went further, after he left them, he went further. And he fell to the ground and he prayed. He fell to the ground and he prayed. And he said, if it's possible, you will not have this time of suffering. You will not have this time of suffering. That is what he said. And in 36, as we continue, he said, Abba Father, you can do all things. Don't make me drink from this cup, but do what you want, not what I want. Remember, we are talking about prayer. Now, Jesus prayed this prayer. He said, Abba Father, you can do all things. Don't make me drink from this cup, but do what you want. Do what you want, not what I want. But he said, if possible, make me not to drink from this cup. That is what he said. If possible, make me not to drink from this cup, but let your will be done, not my will. He kneeled down and he said, Abba Father. Now, when you go to Matthew chapter 6, 9, it says, so this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that your name will always be kept holy. That is the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, just listen to this song. It's a prayer that Don Moon was praying. We will continue to pray this prayer that Don Moon prayed. And then we have gathered here, we pray. Now we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Before we pray the song, let's do this.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Gentleman Soul.
Waters.
hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry.
Yeah, he's saying, forgive our sins, we pray. That is Don Moon. That was his prayer, praying that may God forgive us our sins. May God help us. That was Don Moon was saying that our Father who art in heaven. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The time now is 10 to 6. What a beautiful Tuesday as we meditate, as we are talking about prayer, how important is prayer, and which prayer does God hear and answer. Now you can chat to us on the number 0328946 58. That is our WhatsApp number, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can send us SMS 0328946 58, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, or you can chat to us on www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there that you can chat. We are By the Grace Radio, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. My name is Pastor John Mamawolo. I'm doing this show that called Time to Meditate. It's a daily show that we are doing it from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. 6 o'clock South African time, CAT time. What a beautiful evening. What a beautiful day today as we're talking about prayer. Now, we were in when Jesus said, if it's possible, make me not to have this time of suffering. But he said, let your will be done, not my will. Okay, let your will be done, but not your will. Now, not my will, but your will. Now, Matthew 14:36 said, he said, Abba Father, you can do all things. Don't make me drink from this cup, but do what you want, not what I want. That is what Jesus said. Okay, do what you want, not what I want. Do what you want, but not what I want. But according to me, I wanted this cup to pass. I wanted this cup to pass me. I didn't want to go through it. But let it be your will, not my will. Alright. Now, we go to verse 37. It said, then he went back to his followers and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, Simon, why are you sleeping? Couldn't you stay awake with me for 1 hour? Okay, he left the first group of disciples at another place. Now he took Peter, James and John to another place, and then he left them there. He went to another place, him alone. He prayed. He told them that they should pray so that they may not enter into temptation. But meaning they should pray so that the temptation will not defeat them. Okay, they should pray so that they should have strength when the temptation comes. Okay, but he said, in another language, he told them that they should pray so that they will not enter into temptation. In other language, he's saying they should pray so that they may not fall into temptation. The other one is saying they should pray so that they may have strength against temptation. Alright? No, but when he comes back, he said to them, why are you sleeping? Can't you stay with me for 1 hour? But he told them that stay awake and pray so that you may not enter into temptation. You may not enter into temptation. Now, number 38 did say, stay awake and pray for strength against temptation. Your spirit wants you to do what is right, but your body is weak. He said, your spirit wants to do what is right, but your body is weak. Okay. They wanted to pray. Alright. Remember. Prayer. It works into two parts. Okay. Now here he's saying them that your spirit wants to do things right, but your body is very weak. Okay. Sometimes it very difficult to pray when you are sick in the body. Because when you wanted to pray, the mind will tell you that Kana, I'm sick. Alright? So that is why I'm saying, when you go to God in prayer, you should make sure that you are ready. You should make sure that your number one, your heart is ready. You should make sure that your spirit is ready. You should make sure that your body is ready. But here he was trying to tell them, one, when he found them sleeping, he said to them, can't you stay with me an hour? I know that you wanted to do it, to stay with me for an hour. Your spirit wanted, but your soul, I mean, your body is very weak. Now, your spirit wants to do it, but your body is very weak. There are most of the times you find that you feel like you want to pray. Then you say, but you know, today I'm going to pray. When you start to pray, you lose hope. Because now, your spirit wants to do it, but your body is weak. Alright? Remember, I told you, I said to you, let me repeat what I said. I said, prayer in the Bible is the uplifting of the heart to God with whatever motive. It includes supplication, whether in view of material or of spiritual needs, intercession for individual or communities, confession of sins, but also accession of righteousness, adoration, colloquy with God, vows, thanksgiving, blessing, imprecation. The results are clearly objective and external, but the apparent failure of prayer may be more intractive than its onward succeed. Okay, now I tried to show you by giving you Matthew chapter 14, verse 35, like what is happening and why I was reading that part of showing you that a prayer, it will uplift your heart to God with whatever motives. But where we just read, we read that Jesus took his disciples, they went to a place to pray, and he told them that they should remain here as he goes to pray. Okay? He told them that they should remain here as he goes to pray. So we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now we are in continuing reading the part of saying, stay awake. Why can't you be with me for an hour? Stay awake and pray for strength against temptation. Your spirit wants to do what is right, but your body is weak. But your body is weak. Okay? Now, when you read in Luke 22, 45, 46, say, when he finished praying, he went to his followers. He found them asleep, worn out from their grieving. Jesus said to them, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray for strength against temptation. Get up and pray for strength against temptation. Right? Get up and pray against temptation. That is what Jesus said to them. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We're still continuing as we talk about prayer. Okay. Now, verse number 39 said, again, Jesus went away and prayed the same prayer. He prayed the same prayer of saying, Lord, let this cup pass me, but let your will be done. Okay, but let your will be done. Now, when you read in Matthew 6:7, it said, and when you pray, don't be like the people who don't know God. They say the same thing again and again. They think that if they say it enough, their God will hear them. It's very tough. It's very deep, this thing. That when we pray, we should not be like the people who doesn't know God. The Bible says they say same thing again and again. Now, but you need to understand this, because the Bible says we should keep on asking. But here it tells us that when we pray, we mustn't say one thing again and again. That's what it says. But the Bible says we should keep on asking. Alright, you will understand as we go further. Now, when you read on Matthew 26, 46, 42, 45, 44, it's saying, then Jesus went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if I must do this, and if it is not possible for me to escape it, then I pray that what you want will be done. He said he went for the second time. The first time he prayed the same thing, that my Father, if I must do this, and if it is not possible for me to escape it, then I pray that what you want me to do, let it be done. But he said, if I may escape, if it's possible for me to escape it, let me escape it. That's what he said. Let me escape it. That is what he said there. That if it's possible, if it's possible for me to escape it, let me escape it. Okay? Let me escape it. That is what it says. That let me escape it. Alright. Then we are continuing. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, we continuing. We are continuing. The time is 4 past 7. It is awesome. We're talking about prayer. And what is prayer? Now, Jesus prayed the same prayer. He prayed the same prayer that Lord. For the second time, he said the same thing. That Lord, I pray that if possible, let me escape this. Alright? If possible, let me escape this. Now, he said, if possible, let me escape this. But if it's not, let your will be done. Alright. Now, when you read on Matthew 26, as I told you, I read 42, it's saying, Jesus went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if I must do this, and if it is not possible for me to escape it, then I pray that what you want, let it be done. Then he went back to the followers again. He found them sleeping. They could not stay awake. So, he left them and went away one more time and prayed. This third time he prayed, he said the same thing. That's why I'm saying, you will understand as we go further. Because when you read in Matthew 6, 7, it said, and when you pray, don't be like the people who don't know God. They say the same thing again and again. They think that if they say it enough, their God will hear them. He will understand. Because now Jesus prayed for 3 times, saying the same thing. But that's what I'm saying. I want you to understand. Because don't be confused. I don't want you to be confused. I want you to understand. He said, again, Jesus went away and prayed the same thing. That is verse number 39 of Mark 14, 39. He prayed the same thing. He prayed the same thing. Number 40, it said, then he went back to the followers and found them sleeping. They could not stay awake. They did not know what they should say to him. Amen. Remember he said, my body is weak. He said to them, my spirit want to do it. But I know your spirit want to do it, but your body can't do it. But now here in number 40 it said, he found them asleep. Okay? He found them asleep. And they couldn't stay awake. Mamela, matwabona anapala. There's a time monitoring when we attend the all-night prayer. Sometimes we pray. And as we pray, there's a time where we feel, or no man, hey, I can't do it. Matwatwale. We feel, or no man, Mara, I can't do it. You feel like you can't do it. No, I can't do it. That is what happened to disciples. They said they felt like as if like they can't do it. They felt as if like they can't do it. That's what they felt. They felt that no, you know what? I can't do it. But now that's why the Bible tells us that when he found them sleeping, they couldn't stay awake. They did not know what they should say to him. They didn't know. Now let's go to 41. After Jesus prayed a third time, he went back to his followers. He said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? That is enough. The time has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to the control of sinful men. Then 42 it said, stand up, we must go. Here comes the man who is handing me over to them. Remember, he prayed for 3 times. praying for one thing, that may God make this pass him. That may God make it like sort of like the way it was. Like, imagine praying for one thing, that let the cup pass him, but it couldn't pass him. Now we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Let's do this.
Time to meditate.
Six to nine p.m.
By the Grace Radio.
Just begin.
BCCSA. Conscious Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the Grace Radio. You decide your manana amabuti moti amamuata. Utona nil nane wala. Who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate. With John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust. For the night by joy. Comes in the morning. With Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people. With Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi. 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
By the Grace Ministry, soul winning campaign. Go and tell him. People of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalete, Taxi Rank, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September. 2018, whatever it takes for a soul, searching for a soul, go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deep hear. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deep hear, only by the name of Jesus. There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus, just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there, together with By the Grace Band, together with By the Grace Worship Team, and our upcoming guest artist, Silaelo, will be joining us. It's going to be awesome. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814. We will see you there. It's gonna be awesome. Stay blessed. Bye bye.
Yeah, so we are continuing to meditate as we're talking about prayer. We're talking about what is prayer, how important is prayer, and which prayer does God hear and answer. Now we are continuing from what we started on Sunday, talking about prayer. Now we just read that Jesus prayed for three times, praying for God to remove the cup that he was gonna eat. And you know, God is good, and he will always remain good all the time. He will never leave you. Doesn't matter what is happening, but what I know is he will always be with you wherever you are. I know that it's not a good day for you. Lots of things happen. You feel like, you know, like whatever that happened to you. But I want to say to you that God loves you. Now, as we continue, when we go to 2 Corinthians 12, 2 Corinthians. Corinthians, yeah, 2 Corinthians 12, verse number 1, where we read about the affliction. Remember, I told you that prayer is the uplift of the heart to God with whatever motive. It includes supplication, whether in view of material or of any spiritual needs, intercession for individuals or communities, confession of sin, but also assertion of righteousness, adoration, colonology with God, vows, thanksgiving, blessings, impressions, imprecations. The results are chiefly objective and external, but the apparent failure of prayer may be more instructive than its onward success. Now, here we're reading about Paul for the removal of his affliction. Remember, Jesus prayed that may God remove the cup. He prayed for 3 times, but he said, if it's your will, let your will be done. If it's your will, that's what he said. He said, if it's your will, let your will be done. If it's your will, let it be done. If it's your will, let it be done. That is what Jesus said, that if it's your will, let it be done. Now, here we're reading about Paul. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 8. But I will start from verse number 7, so that you can understand what is happening, where we're going. Okay. The Bible tells us, but I must not be too proud of the wonderful thing that were shown to me. So as painful problem was given to me. Okay. So as painful problem was given to me, an angel from Satan sent to make me suffer, so that I will not think that I am better than anyone else. Okay? I begged the Lord 3 times to take this problem away from me. That's what he said. I begged the Lord 3 times. Remember, Jesus prayed 3 times, asking God to remove the cup for 3 times. Now here we are told that Paul prayed 3 times that may God remove the cup. And also we see that Paul also prayed 3 times that may God remove the problem away from him. But now you will hear as we continue what did God said to Paul. But before we continue reading there, Hebrews chapter 5:7 said, while Jesus lived on earth, he prayed to God asking for help from the one who could save him from death. He prayed to God with loud cries and tears, and his prayer were answered because of his great respect for God. Now, what I want to say, what I'm saying to you is, or what I'm trying to say is Jesus prayed to God that God should remove the cup. Okay? Now, that God should remove the cup. But now, where we're reading that Paul also prayed for 3 times that God should remove the problem that he had. But now, when you go to number 9, he said, but the Lord said, my grace is all you need. Only when you are weak can everything be done completely by my power. When you are weak, that is where I come in. That is what the Bible tells us. That when I'm weak, when you are weak, that is where the power of God comes. Okay, what the verse started to say is God is not competing with anyone. God is not competing with anyone. He is not competing with anyone. When he wants to do things, he wants to be alone doing it. He doesn't want to be helped to heal you. He doesn't want to be helped to answer you. Don't help him. He will just answer you on his time, because his name is God. He's been God. He will continue to be God. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. To everyone who has just tuned in now, I want to say to you that I welcome you to our show that is called Time to Meditate. As we continue to meditate, talking about the importance of prayer, talking about what is prayer, how important is prayer, and which prayer does God answer. Alright? We were in I was explaining to you in the book of 2 Corinthians 12 number 8 when Paul prayed 3 times asking God to remove his problem away, and God told him that my grace is what you need. My grace is what you need. Now remember, Jesus also prayed for 3 times asking God to remove the cup. To remove the cup that he was going to eat. And then, but he said, let your will be done, not my will. Let your will be done, but not my will. That's what we are talking about tonight. Talking about prayer. We're talking about prayer. And now, when you go to Genesis 4:26, it said, Seth also had a son, he named him Enoch. And that time, people began to pray to the Lord. Okay? People began to pray to the Lord. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. You can interact with us on the number 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658 is a WhatsApp number. Our Skype number is BTGM Radio. Our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there that you can chat. Our email address is radio@thegrace.org. We are about the Grace Radio, station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. As we continue to talk about prayer, now we go to it's saying, no rules are anywhere in Scripture laid down for the matter of prayer or the attitude to be assumed by supplicant. There is mention made of kneeling in prayer. Okay? Where we read in the book of 1 Kings chapter 8, verse number 54, it's saying, when Solomon prayed this prayer to the Lord, he was on his knee in front of the Lord's altar, and his arms were raised towards heaven. When he finished praying, he stood up. When he finished praying, he stood up. Now, because of what people were taught, or because of what we know that it is happening, we are told that when we pray, we should kneel down. Okay? Now, according to people, they think that if you pray standing, your prayer will not be heard. Okay, that is what people are saying, that when you pray standing, I mean, there's no other way that prayer will be heard. But you will understand this as we continue. Because here we are told that when King Solomon prayed, he kneeled down to the Lord. He was on his knee in front of the Lord's altar. Okay? In front of the God's altar, as he prayed to God, asking the Lord, and he was raising his hands up, and when he finished praying, he stood up. Okay? When he finished praying, he stood up. Remember, I said to you that prayer is the uplift of the heart to God with whatever motive. It includes supplication, whether in view of material or of spiritual needs, intercession for individuals or communities, confession of sins, but also association of righteousness, adoration, and with God, vows, thanksgiving, blessing. Okay? Now, meaning you pour your heart to God. And I also said that in converse with God, that is prayer, you in converse with God, the intercourse of the soul with God, not in contemplation or meditation, but in direct address to Him. Prayer must be oral or mental, occasionally or constant, ejaculatory or formal. It is a pleading the Lord, pouring out of the soul before the Lord, praying and crying to heaven, seeking unto God and making supplication, drawing near to God. In other words, we go near to God by prayer. Okay? We come near Him by prayer. We come near Him by prayer. Now prayer connects us with God. Prayer connects us with God. Now listen to this song by Michael W. Smith. It's saying, draw near, draw me close. Just listen to it as we meditate.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm. My
Yeah, that is what the song that was playing, that Draw Me Near. Remember, we're talking about prayer. We're talking about what is prayer. We're talking about how important is prayer, and which prayer does God hear and answer. Now, the way people are taught, the way people were told, there's a principle that people are told that when you pray, you must do this. If you want your prayer to be heard, you must do this and this and this. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Everyone who have just tuned in now, I welcome you to this wonderful show that is called Time to Meditate. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, as we continuing, you can interact with us on the number 083-289-4658. It's our WhatsApp number. It's also our studio number that you can call, 083-289-4658. Or you can even send us SMS that number, or you can even send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can even chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Now we're talking about it, and then I've already mentioned, I told you, we read in the First Kings chapter 8:54, as it told us that King Solomon, he said, after Solomon had finished praying to the Lord, he stood up in front of the altar where he had been kneeling with uplifting his hand. Okay? Now we go to 2 Chronicles 6:18. Said, Solomon had made a bronze platform and put it in the middle of the country yard. It was 8 feet square and 5 feet higher. He mounted it platform. Kneeled down where everybody could see him and raised his hand up towards heaven. Alright? Towards heaven. We're talking about prayer. What kind of prayer will God hear? Because there are principles, there are things, the rule that people they done, some of the rude things that when you enter into this, some of them they said when you enter to pray, you must remove your shoes before you pray. Some they said you must wear the jacket before you pray. Some they say you can't pray standing, you must sit down. Some they say you can't pray while you sit down, you must kneel down. That's what people are saying. But tonight we're going to understand what will the Bible say. What does it say? Okay, what does it say? That's what we say. Now we go to Psalm 95:6. It said, come, let us bow down and worship him. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. Okay? Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. Remember, if people are saying that when you pray, because that's what people are saying. People are saying that when you pray, for your prayer to be heard, you must pray. Kneel down and pray. Alright? Now, will you kneel down when you are driving? That's a question that I want to ask. Will you kneel down when you are driving as you pray? Because prayer, you can pray, as I told you, that you can pray either, because there are different kinds of prayer. You can pray in a secret place, you can pray at a social place, you can pray family prayer, you can pray social worship, you can pray public, you can pray in the service of the sanctuary where he is in the church. Okay? As I'm telling you that you can't kneel down in the car as you're driving. Okay, you're driving. Or maybe you are in your office working. You do prayer. You're working. Right? Okay. Now we continue as we are talking about prayer. What kind of prayer will Jesus, will God hear and answer? Now, when you look in Luke chapter 22, verse number 41, it says, "Then Jesus went about 50 steps away from them. He kneeled down and prayed." Now, he kneeled down and prayed. He kneeled down and prayed. Now, here, Acts chapter 9, 41, it said, Acts chapter 9, verse 40. It is saying, Peter sent all the people out of the room. He kneeled down and prayed. Then he turned to Tabitha's body and said, "Tabitha, stand up." She opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. When she saw Peter, she stand up. Okay. Now, when you read in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, 26, I want to show you that they are different kinds of prayer that we pray. Okay? They are different kinds of prayer that we pray. We pray different kinds of prayer. Now, when you read in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, 26, the reason I want to show you that, because now there's a principle or the law that people they have done. They said, in order for God to hear your prayer, you must kneel down and you must shout when you pray. You must make a noise that everybody can hear you, that you pray. And that is where the God will hear you. You must kneel down. You must wear the suit when you pray. Now, when we go to 1 Samuel, chapter number 1, verse number 26. 1 Samuel chapter number 1, verse number 26. So we're gonna read, you will understand what is happening. It's saying, right, we will start from verse, I want to start it from verse number 15. Okay, let me start from verse number 12. It's saying, Hannah prayed to the Lord a long time. Eli was watching her mouth while she was praying. Hannah was praying in her heart. Can you understand? She was praying in her heart. Her lips were moving, but since she did not say the word out loud, Eli thought she was drunk. Okay? Hannah prayed in her heart. Her lips were moving, but she did not say any word. That was a prayer. Until Eli thought that she is drunk. I want to show you that there are different kinds of prayer. You can pray in public, you can pray private, okay? But the important thing is Hannah prayed with a heart until number 14 said, he said to her, "You have had too much to drink. It is time to put away the wine." Eli thought that Hannah, she's drinking a wine. She's drunk. But now, listen to Hannah. Hannah said, Hannah answered, "Say, I have not drunk any wine or beer. I'm deeply troubled. And I was telling the Lord about all my problems." Remember, in the book of Matthew, it tells us that Jesus was troubled. He was deeply troubled. Now he realized that the only place that I can pour out my trouble is pouring it to God. Because sometimes we end up pouring our problem to people. After we pour our problem to people, the people, they start like they go to the next door, they call the people talking about your problem. They said, have you seen him? He's like 1, 2, 3, 4. When you see him like that, he's having a disease. When you see him like that, he's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? But now, when we read that Hannah, she was troubled in her heart. She was troubled in her spirit. Now, she decided to go to God and pour out her trouble to God. Now, the importance of prayer is we pour whatever that we have to God. Okay? She was telling God all her problem. She was telling the Lord all her problem, and God indeed listened. Now, number 16 said, don't think I am a bad woman. I have been praying so long because I have so many troubles and I'm very sad. She's been praying for so long. She never stopped. She never stopped praying. She's been praying for so long and asking God, because she said, I have so many troubles and I'm very sad. Now, number 17, it said, Eli answered, go in peace. May the Lord God of Israel give you what you have asked. Remember, all the time Eli thought that Hannah, she was drinking, because Hannah was praying in her heart and she was not saying a word. Eli did not hear a word, and she thought that Hannah, she's drunk. Now, when you go to number 18, it's saying, Hannah said, may you be happy with me. Then she left and ate something. She was not sad anymore because she prayed. Now, after she prayed, as she was praying, she prayed, and then the Bible says, after she prayed, she ate. And after she ate, she was not sad anymore. That is what it tells us as we are talking about prayer. That after she prayed, she left the place and she was no more sad. Now, listen to verse number 19. Early the next morning, Elkanah family got up, they worshiped the Lord, and they went back home to Ramah. Elkanah had sexual relationship. Now, Elkanah had sexual relationship with wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered Hannah. Now, what I want to say is, God is the God who will answer. God is the God who answer prayer. Because Hannah prayed to God. He was praying, and he prayed to God that, God, please, I have too much problems. I don't have a child. I am a laughing stock. But the Bible says, God remembered Hannah. Alright. Now, when you go to number 25, it said, they went before the Lord. Elkanah killed the bull as a sacrifice to the Lord, as he usually did. Then Hannah gave the boy to Eli. She said to him, pardon me, say, I'm the same woman who stood near you praying to the Lord. I promise that I'm telling the truth. I prayed for this child, and the Lord answered my prayer. He gave me this child. And now I give this child to the Lord. He will save the Lord all his life. Then Hannah left the boy there and worshipped the Lord. That is what I told you, that Hannah was praying. She did not say a word, but she was praying inside the heart. Sometimes, as I told you, that we sometimes believe or think that when I pray making a noise, that is where my prayer will be heard. When I pray raising my hands up, that is where my prayer will be heard. When I pray kneeling down, that is where my prayer is heard. Now, I want you to understand. Remember, we are talking about the importance of prayer. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We continue to meditate. The time is 7:48 South African time. And we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now we are continuing. We will read 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 40. Then King Solomon turned towards all the Israelites who were standing there and asked God to bless them. Okay? King Solomon. Mark 11 verse 25, it says, when you are praying and you remember that you are angry, when you are praying and you remember that you are angry with another person about something, forgive that person. Forgive them so that Father in heaven will also forgive you. Forgive your sins. Now, there's things that are stopping our prayer not to be heard. Is we are praying knowing that we are angry with someone. We are angry like we are angry with someone. We pray and we know that we are angry with someone. Somebody make you angry. The person make you angry. You feel like you can't forgive the person, and you pray. Those are the things that are disturbing our prayer. Those are the things that are making our prayer not to be heard. Because we are praying, and as we pray, you find that I had a fight with someone. That is what the Bible says. When you pray, you should ask God to forgive you. You know, most of the time when we start by praying and say, God, yeah, bless me. And whereas we must start by asking God to forgive us. We must start by saying, God, forgive me for everything that I have done. Forgive me for whatever that I have done that is against your will. Forgive me for whatever that I have done. Believe in me, your prayer will be heard. Because the Bible says we must ask God to forgive us. We must first forgive those who have trespassed against us. And then God will be able to hear us. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 18, verse number 11. Okay? Luke chapter 18. Now, I want to start it from verse number 1 so that you can understand. It says, the parable of the persistent widow. It says, then Jesus taught the followers that they should always pray and never lose hope. He used this story to teach them. Now Jesus told his followers that they should always pray and never lose hope. That we should always pray and never lose hope. I mean, it's very difficult to pray. And you pray, you don't get what you're praying for. I know, maybe you've been praying for 12 years, or for 5 years, for 3 years, praying for something, you're not getting it. But here we are told that we must never lose hope. It doesn't matter how tough is it. It doesn't matter if we don't get what we want. But the Bible tells us that Jesus said to them, they should always pray. He gave them a parable. Okay? He gave them a parable. Now, before we go there, let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verse number 5. Before we're going to continue with Luke 18, verse number 1. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. It's time to meditate with me, myself, and I, John Mamawulo. You can interact with me on 0832894658. That's our WhatsApp number. Or you can even SMS us. You can even call us. 0832894658. You can even send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box on the right hand side there. You can chat to us. Now listen to Matthew 6, 5, 8 saying, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to stand in the synagogue and on the street corner and pray loud. They want people to see them. The truth is that all their reward, that the truth is that is all the reward they will get. Okay? Now let me continue on Luke 18, verse 1. I told you verse 1, it said, we should always pray all the time. We should always pray all the time and never lose hope. You know, as I told you, that we sometimes lose hope because we are praying and we feel that God is not hearing our prayer. And we've been praying for 1, 2, 3, 4. Some we've been praying for job. Some people are praying for the promotion. Some people are praying for the marriage. Some people are praying for the cars. Some people are praying for the prosperity. Some people are praying for the marriage. Some people are praying for all types of the things that we pray for. But now here we are told that we should always keep on praying. We must not stop praying. It doesn't matter how hard it is, but we must always pray. Now, Jesus taught the followers that they should always pray and never lose hope. He used this story to teach them. Once there was a judge in a town. He did not care about God. He also did not care what people thought about him. Okay? There was a man, a judge. This judge, he did not care about what people are saying. He had to care about God. And I don't care about what people think. But this woman is bothering me. If I give her what she wants, then she will leave me alone. But if I don't give her what she wants, she will bother me until I'm sick. Now my point, what I want to show is, number 5, it tells us that there was a woman who was always going to the king. Until the king fell, until the judge felt that this woman, she's bothering me. If I don't give her what she wants, she will continue to come to me. Now what I want to say is, the Bible tells us that we should keep on searching. We should keep on praying until we will find what we want. So in other words, we must not stop praying. We must continue praying. I know it is tough to pray not getting what you want. But we are told that we must always pray. Whether we don't get it now, but we will get it. We must keep on praying until we get it. The story here tells us that the woman was always, always going to the man, telling him, until the man said, this woman is bothering me. Now, in verse number 6, it said, the Lord said, listen, listen, it is me. Okay, the Lord said, listen there. Its meaning is what the bad judge said. God's people should, okay, God's people shout to him night and day, and he will always give them what is right. He will not be slow to answer them. God's people shout to him day and night. He will always give them what is right. He will not be slow to answer them. You know, when we pray to God, he's listening. When we shout to him, he's listening. He will give us what we want. Ne? He will give us what we want. But the Bible tells us he is not slow to answer. But what the thing is, he will give us what we want. He will give us what we want. Now, when you read in Luke chapter 11:13, it said, "Even you who are bad know how to give good things to your children. So surely your Father in heaven knows how to give the Holy Spirit to the people who ask him." Now, Father in heaven, he knows how to give you what you ask. Okay, verse number 8. I tell you, God will help his people quick. But when the Son of Man comes again, will he find people on earth who believe in him? Alright, now I'm jumping. I wanted to show you that why we should pray every time. I wanted to show you that because of the principle that people are taught, they are told that when you pray, you must stand up. When you pray, you must kneel down. That's what they say. They said when you pray, you must kneel down. When you pray, you must remove your shoes. When you pray, you must do the best. But here we are told that we should pray always. Alright, remember we read in First Samuel where the Bible told us that Hannah was praying with her heart. She was not saying a word. Only her mouth was. Eli just saw the mouth. Okay? There was no word coming out of the mouth. But she was praying. Okay. Now, we come to number Luke chapter 18, verse number 9. It said, it's saying, let me read it. It's saying, I'm going to repeat. Luke chapter 18:9, it says, "There were some people who thought they were very good and looked down on earth." Okay. There were people who thought they were very good and looked down on everyone else. Jesus used this story to teach them. One time there was a Pharisee and a tax collector. One day they both went to the temple to pray. The Pharisee stood alone away from the tax collector. He said, "Oh God, I thank you that I am not as bad as." Okay, let me repeat. The Pharisee stood alone away from the tax collector. When the Pharisee prayed, he said, "Oh Lord, I thank you that I'm not as bad as other people. I'm not like men who steal, cheat, or commit adultery. I thank you that I'm better than this tax collector." That's a prayer. He prayed. The man, he prayed. The Pharisee stood up. He stood up and he prayed. He said, "I thank you that I'm not bad as the other person. I'm not bad as the other person." Now, Matthew 6:5, as I told you, it's saying, okay, let's just do this as we continue. Let's just do this. Yeah, so we back. We were in the break. We're continuing. We are Pati Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a beautiful Tuesday. And the time is 8:08. 8:08, around quarter past, somewhere there. I'm gonna have Pastor Pat in the studio, and we gonna continue as well to continue. We're gonna continue to meditate as we are meditating, talking about a prayer is a continuation of prayer. How important is prayer, and which prayer does God hear and answer? Now, we were in Luke chapter 18, verse number 11, where I read it. I told you that the Pharisees stood along away from the tax collector. When the Pharisees prayed, he said, "O Lord, I thank you that I'm not as bad as other people. I am not like men who steal, cheat, or commit adultery. I thank you that I'm better than this tax collector." That's what he said. Now, when we go to Matthew 6:5, it tells us that when you pray, don't be like the hypocrite. They love to stand in the synagogue and on the street corner and pray loudly. They want people to see them. The truth is all the reward they will get. Meaning, that is the only the reward that they will get. Now, we are continuing. We go to number 12. He continued, he said, "I fast twice a week, and I give tenth of everything I get." He's praying. He said, "I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of everything I get. I fast twice a week. And I give 10% of whatever that I get." This man is praying, eh? I give everything 10% to God. Now, number 13, he said, the tax collector stood alone too, but when he prayed, he would not even look up to heaven. He felt very humbled before the Lord. He said, "Oh God, have mercy on me. I am a sinner." Now, there are things that I learn here. He felt very humble to the Lord. Now, the only thing that can make your prayer to be heard is when you are humble. When you are humble to God, your prayer will be heard. When you are humble to God, your prayer will be heard. That is what the Bible tells us. That what I pick up about this man was humble. And his prayer was heard. His prayer was heard. They heard his prayer. Because he was humble. He was humble. He was humble. And he prayed. And God heard his prayer. Okay? God heard it. The Bible says, he stood alone too, but when he prayed, he would not even look up to heaven. He felt very humble before the Lord, and he said, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me. I am a sinner." That's what he prayed. He stood up. He said, "Lord, I am a sinner." That is what, when he prayed, he said. He said, "Oh Lord, I am a sinner." Now, let's go to verse number 40. I tell you, when this man finished this prayer, he went home. He was right with God. But the Pharisees, who felt that he was better than others, was not right with God. People who make themselves important will be made humble. But those who make themselves humble will be made important. That is what it says. That those who made themselves humble, those who made themselves important, will be made humble. But those who made themselves humble will be made important. What I'm saying is, this man, he poured his heart to God. He said everything that he wanted to say to God. He said whatever that he wanted to say to God. And the Bible tells us that God heard his prayer. God heard his prayer, and he was right with God. He was right with God. Now we are continuing. We are continuing. God is good. We thank him. Because he is good. He will always remain God. Alright. We go to James chapter 5, verse number 16. Until verse number 18. It really follows. So always tell each other the wrong thing you have done. Then pray for each other. Do this so that God can heal you. Everyone who lives the way God wants can pray, and great things will happen. Elijah was a person like us. He prayed that it will not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Then Elijah prayed that it will rain, and the rain came down from the sky, and the land grew crops again. And the rain came because of Elijah's prayer. Alright. Now, prayer is frequently enjoyed. Meaning prayer is something that you should enjoy. Okay? Now, let's go to, if we expect the Lord's prayer, that is what Matthew 6:9-13 said. So, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that your name will always be kept holy. We pray that your kingdom will come, and that you want will be done here on earth, the same as in heaven. Give us the food we need for today. Forgive us our sins just as we forgive those who did wrong to us. Don't let us be tempted, but save us from the evil one. That is a prayer that Jesus taught his disciples that they should pray this prayer. Now we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, as I told you, which is however rather a model or a pattern of prayer than a set prayer to be offered up. We have no special form of prayer for general use given us in Scripture. There is no special form of prayer for general use given in the Scripture. Because I understand that nowadays there is a people, they did what we call the special form of prayer. They did that when you pray, you must do 1, 2, 3, 4. But when you read in Matthew 6:9-13, that the only God, Jesus, who told disciples how to pray, that when they pray, we should say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And let your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. That's what it said. Now, remember when you read in the book of 1 John, it said, we don't know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit is interceding on our behalf. Okay? Now, prayer is frequently enjoyed in Scripture. Exodus 22:20-23. If you do anything wrong to... Okay. Exodus 22:23. If you do anything wrong to these widows or orphans, I will know it. I will hear about their suffering. Okay? Meaning, with prayer, God is able to hear everything. That clock may be their only protection against the cold when they lie down to sleep. If they call to me for help, I will listen to them and I am kind. If they call for me for help, meaning if we pray, God is able to listen and hear your prayer. But it's not just hearing any prayer. Hear a prayer to a person who's always humbling himself. If you humble yourself when you pray, God is able to hear you. Because when you read in the 1 Kings 3:5, it said, while Solomon was at Gibeon, the Lord came to him at night in a dream. God said, Solomon, ask me what you want me to give you. Solomon, God visited Solomon. He asked him, what should I do? Now listen to 2 Chronicles 7:14. The reason why our prayers are not heard, the reason why our land is somehow the way it is because of this. 2 Chronicles 7:14, it said, and if my people who are called by my name became humble and pray, look for me and turn away their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and heal their land. If my people who are called by my name, we can be humble and pray, and then God will be able to hear us when we are humble, when we become humble and pray, and we look for God, He is able to hear us and He will answer. Remember, we are talking about a prayer, we're continuing of prayer. And we're talking about the importance of prayer. Which prayer does God hear and answer? Now, the prayer that God will answer is, if we humble ourselves, the prayer that of a person who is humbling himself. Remember, I gave you an example in the book of Luke chapter 18, verse number 1. Now, we continue with the prayer for a person who is humbling himself. If you humble yourself, God will hear your prayer. When you read in 2 Chronicles 6:37-39, it says, if thy far away land, your people will think about that what they penny. They will be sorry for their sins and they will pray for you. They will say, we have sinned and done wrong. They will be in the far away land of their enemies, but they will turn back to you. They will feel sorry for their sins with their whole heart and soul. They will turn away. They will turn towards the land you gave their ancestors. They will look towards the city you chose and towards the temple I built, and they will pray to you. Please listen from your home in heaven. Accept their prayers when they beg for help, and help them. Forgive your people who have sinned against you. The only thing that will make your prayer to be heard is when you humble yourself. Doesn't matter how you, maybe, it doesn't matter, but the important thing is when you go to God, when you humble yourself. Okay? Now listen to 2 Chronicles 33, 12, 13. It's saying, when this trouble come to him, Manasseh begged for help from the Lord his God. Okay? Manasseh begged for help from the Lord. When this trouble came to him, Manasseh begged for help from the Lord his God. He humbled himself before the Lord of his ancestors. Manasseh prayed to God and begged him for help. God heard his prayer and felt sorry for him, so he let Manasseh return to Jerusalem to his throne. Then Manasseh knew what the Lord was. Manasseh knew that the Lord was the true God because he humbled himself. When you humble yourself, God will hear your prayer. Now in the same verse, 2 Chronicles 33, 18 to 19 said, everything Manasseh did, his prayer to his God, and the okay, everything Manasseh did, his prayer to his God, and the word of the stair who spoke to him in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, all are written in the book of the official record of the king of Israel. Manasseh's prayer and how God listened and felt sorry for him are written in the book of the stair. Also, all his sins, the wrong he did before he humbled himself, and the places where he built high place and set up the area pool, and are written in the book of stair. All right. Leviticus 26:40-41, it talks about, but many people will confess their sins, and maybe they will confess their sins to their ancestors, and they will, if they admit their mistake, I will not punish them. All right? Meaning God will hear our prayer when we humble ourselves. Not like the Pharisees man who said, I know that I'm better than anyone. We are but the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, let me just do this. We are but the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Gentleman Soul.
Okay, with this song, we are continuing. The time is 8:25. It's 5 minutes to half past. Now, by around half past, then I'm gonna have Pastor Pet in a studio where we are going to continue to meditate. Now, where we are continuing to meditate. Now, Psalm 37:4 is saying, enjoy serving the Lord and he will give you whatever you ask for. Now, when you serve the Lord, God is able to give you what you ask. When you serve the Lord, because God can't give you something if you are not serving him. You need to serve the Lord. When you serve him, he is able to give you whatever that you want. When you serve him, he is able to listen to your prayer. When you respect him, he is able to hear you. Now, Isaiah 55:6 saying, so you should look for the Lord before it is too late. You should call to him now while he is near. You should look for God before it's too late, and you should call him while he is near. He is near you. He is able to hear you. Joel chapter 2 verse 32, it says, "And everyone who trusts in the Lord will be saved. There will be savior on mountain Zion and in Jerusalem, just as the Lord said." Yes, those left alive will be the one the Lord calls. Alright? Now, the song that is playing in the background, it said, "I trust in you, Lord. I trust in you, Lord." Just hear it.
My trust is in you, King of glory. My trust is in you, Abba, Abba, my Father. My trust is in you. Hey, I put them on. My trust is in you. I put them all in you, Jesus.
My trust is in the Lord. Yeah, so I promised you that by 5:30 I will be having Pastor Pat in the studio. Now I'm going to him now with this song. Good evening, Muruti.
Good evening, Muruti.
I welcome you tonight in our show tonight.
Thank you so very much, man of God. I appreciate the opportunity to be part of the show tonight. Thank you very much.
Okay. So I want you to greet our listeners. I give you this time to greet our listeners, and we will continue.
Greetings to you, woman of God. Greetings to you, men of God. Greetings to you, sons and daughters of the kingdom. I greet you in the most precious, most wonderful, the most awesome, the most forgiving, the most loving and caring name on earth and above it and beneath it, the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that we will be together for this short period of time of the program, and God will speak to us in his gentle but firm way.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm excited. I welcomed you, and you already greeted our listeners. As I said, that tonight we are continuing on prayer. And what is prayer? How important is prayer? And which prayer does God hear? Luke chapter number 18. Now, it tells us that Jesus said that we should... He said Jesus taught the followers that they should always pray and never lose hope. He used this story to teach them. Now, here Jesus said to them that they should always pray and never lose hope. So, okay. Now, remember we're talking about prayer. Now, in this part of saying that we should never lose hope, I mean, just imagine, Muruti, that you pray for almost 10 years, or maybe 12 years, praying for something. that you don't get it. I mean, it is very difficult. Believe in me, Murud, I tell you, it is very difficult. But here we are told that we must not lose hope. What courage will we get? If I'm losing hope, what must I do? Like, what will motivate me for not losing hope?
Wow. Thank you so very much, man of God. So many people feel like that. And there are people that are listening tonight which might feel the same way, the same thing, that I've been praying for something for so long. And it seems as though God answers other people, but as for me, He doesn't hear me well.
Mm.
It happens, but now there are a few things I believe we need to always consider. Number one, we must always encourage ourselves with what the Lord has already done.
Mm-hmm.
And we must always also be thankful of what God is doing. And then once we develop that thankfulness, that gratitude for what God has already done, we begin to see that indeed God is at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you begin to count the blessings, you count what the Lord has already done, the health that He has given you, the life above all else, the gift of life, the gift of salvation. You know, to some who have kids, they can say the gift of kids. To some which have employment or businesses, they can talk about that, to say, Lord, you know, we need to enter. That's what the Bible says. We enter His gate with thanksgiving in our heart.
Mm.
And we enter His court with praise. Mm. So these two things are very, very vital. Before we go over when we begin to ask for things, but we enter through prayer, the prayer of thanksgiving, to say, God, I thank you. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my kids. Thank you for my job.
Mm.
Thank you for this business. Thank you for friends. Thank you for health. Thank you for food on my stomach. Thank you for shelter. Thank you for the clothes on my back. You begin to realize that these things, they were not your own doing, but they were the doing of God. So you show gratitude first. That's the first thing we need to do. Whenever we pray, we enter His gates with thanksgiving. Thank you for life. Thank you for a sunshine today. I woke up, I slept on my wonderful, comfortable bed, I woke up, and I ate breakfast. Thank you.
Mm.
You know, that's the first thing. Secondly, we give Him the praise for who He is, not just what He has done. Because He has saved us from damnation, from eternal hell. He brought us with the blood of the Lamb. We begin to just give Him the praise for that. And once we develop these two things, it's easier for us to realize and to wait for that which is that which He is about to do, that which He has not done yet. We then begin to apply the principle of patience.
Mm.
So I spoke about these three things. Number one, I spoke about thanksgiving. Number two, I spoke about praise.
Mm.
Number three, now I'm speaking about the art of patience.
Mm-hmm.
That everything has got its own time. That's what the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
Mm.
If you read again in the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, it talks about the fact that we must not lose hope, but we must keep on doing good, because in due time, there's a due season for everything.
Mm.
There's a due time. You
okay,
know,
yeah.
Even though it may seem as though that time is already over. Look, even Sarah thought that time is already over, but God knew the due time.
Mm.
Just as the story of Sarah was able to change in due time, your story as well will change in due time, but in God's due time, not your due time.
Mm.
Amen.
Okay. So, okay. Now, okay. I hear you, Murudi, but it not easy anyway. It's not easy.
Not easy.
Because you find that the people that you are praying with,
yeah,
they are receiving things, but you don't receive. Like, I can give you an example with Hannah.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that Hannah, she couldn't conceive. Now, it was painful for her because Penina was somehow doing the... She was embarrassing her. See, like embarrassing her, saying a lot of things about her. Now, the Bible tells us that... Okay, let's just go to it. I want to highlight something there. Now, the Bible tells us there that... It's saying in verse number 12, it's saying, Hannah prayed to the Lord a long time. Meaning, Hannah prayed, because Hannah did not stop praying.
Yes.
As I read in Luke 18:1, it said that we must always continue praying, we must not lose hope. Now, the example that we can give is Hannah. Because the Bible tells us that Hannah prayed to the Lord a long time. Meaning, a long time she was praying. And Eli was washing her mouth while she was praying. Because Hannah, what she did there, she was just washing on the mouth while she was praying. Hannah was praying in her heart. Like, why I'm saying is, The only thing that can make our prayer to be heard is when we pray in her heart.
Yes.
In her heart, I'm saying, I'm not saying those people who are praying, making noise, they are wrong. They are not wrong. But I'm just saying, we learning that Hannah, she was praying in her heart, her lips were moving, but since he did not say any words out loud. Because he didn't say loud. Because according to what people are taught, they are taught that when you pray, you must remove your shoes. That's point number one. It's a principle that they said. Number two, they said when you pray, you must kneel down and raise your hands up. Okay? Number three, they said when you pray, you must wear the jacket. You can't pray with a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they say. But now, I'm not saying they are wrong. No. I'm not saying they are wrong. But I'm just saying that we need to look at, because sometimes I can pray in my car, driving. If I'm praying in my car, can I kneel down as I drive?
No.
I mean, I can't kneel down as I drive. Sometimes, Murudu, you may do what they call it a prayer walk. As you walking, you walk, but you are interceding. Should you stand wherever you are and start praying?
Hey,
that's what I'm saying. Or maybe you are in the office, you are waking. Now. Yeah, well, I'm listening.
I just want to add to what you are saying, that sometimes we look at the physical posture, which we are not saying that physical posture is wrong. But what God requires and what God looks at, God looks at the heart, the posture of the heart. You know, that is what connects us with God. Obviously, it is okay. There's no problem with that. Some other people, they feel that if I'm kneeling down, I show the sign, it's a sign of honor. If I'm raising up my hands, it's a sign of surrender. If I'm wearing a jacket, it's the sign of honoring the one I'm praying to. There's no problem with that. But what counts the most, it is the posture of the heart. Is your heart in the right direction as you pray? When I'm talking about the right direction, I'm also talking about the fact that you are saying, look, God, I know you operate on your own time zone, not on my own time zone. So if God operates on his own time zone, it means as we wait on his time zone, we must always apply the patience principle to wait upon the Lord. To say, him who is doing a new thing in us will continue to do it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. All right. Now, as I was saying to you that, as I was reading there, saying that, it's saying that her lips were moving, but since she did not say a word loud, Eli thought she was drunk, right? And then Hannah was praying. Okay, he's saying, he said to her, "You have had too much to drink. It is time to put away the wine." Because now Hannah was praying in her heart. But now, number 15, he said, Hannah answered, "Say, I have not drunk any wine or beer. I'm deeply troubled. And I was telling the Lord about all my problems." Now, when we even if when we go to the book of Luke, it tells us that Jesus was troubled in the spirit. He said, "I'm deeply troubled." He went and prayed. In other words, here we read that Hannah, she decided that the only person who can hear my problem is God. Because sometimes we tell people our problem. They started making it like when they go and then drink tea to the neighbors, they tell them that don't see him like this. He is having a disease. Okay?
Yeah. Hey, you know, the prayer that Hannah prayed, there are two types of prayer. There is a corporate prayer and public prayer, where you pray where everybody is listening. He's listening to your words, what you're saying and everything.
Yeah.
And there is an individual prayer where Jesus was talking about it, I believe it's the book of Ecclesiastes. When you are saying, when you have that type of a personal prayer, you even go inside your closet and you lock the door and then you out your heart. But when you pray in the church, I think that you can say, people are going to look at you and laugh at you, they're going to talk about you, and you're going to expose your secrets.
Hold on, Murut, hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can continue, Murud.
I was just saying that there are prayers that we need to pray. If there are people around, like for instance in the church, and you feel that people are around and you cannot really say with your words vocally where people can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because something will be embarrassing to people, but God will never be embarrassed about your prayer.
Mm.
Those innermost secrets, here is Penina. She's laughing at me.
Mm.
I'm even thinking of leaving this house.
Mm.
Come down quick, because I am sitting in this disgrace.
Yeah.
Answer me, Lord. These are type of prayers that you cannot say when people are listening, because maybe it might happen that he knew or she knew that there were people which were listening to her, or people who might enter the temple at the time.
Mm.
You know, so it's very important to develop that personal innermost prayer as well.
Mm.
Where if you feel or maybe people will hear you, you just move your mouth and you just pray in your heart.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, okay, when we go to 16, it said, "Don't think I'm a bad woman. I have been praying so long because I have so many trouble and very sad."
Yeah.
Meaning she said, "I've been praying for so long because I have too much troubles and very sad."
Yeah.
Now, number 17 said, Eli answered, "Go in peace. May the God of Israel give you what you ask for." Now, I like verse 18. He said, Hannah said, "May you be happy with me." Then she left and ate something. She was not sad anymore, because she prayed and God answered her. Okay? Because after she prayed, she poured out her problem. She went and ate. She went and eat. Okay.
Hey.
So.
I really believe that the same spirit, the same God who doesn't change, the same God who answered Hannah, who answered
Sarah.
Mm.
The same God who watched over Abraham and Isaac is the same God. The Bible says he does not change. His word remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can still trust him like Hannah trusted him and prayed unto him.
Mm.
He answers. All we need to do is to pray unceasingly, trusting in him and depending on him, and say, you know, God, I depend on you, whether you answer favorably or you answer unfavorably. But one way or the other, I know you are.
Mm.
Sometimes God answers unfavorably.
Mm.
So that is why when we pray, we pray all the things, and also that you may give me faith.
Yeah.
That you may answer according to a desire that I have, and help my desire, that it be a right desire.
Mm.
Because there are prayers which we pray, and sometimes you find that the desire is not in line with the desire of God. And there are things that we pray for. When we pray, we need to say, God, this fire, I just declare that you are God, whether you take me out of this fire or not.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, you know my heart.
Mm.
Strengthen me, therefore. Maybe you will give me. Maybe you won't give me. I don't know. But Lord, if it was... are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening, Marut.
I felt like I just lost you there for a moment.
I'm listening.
Yeah. You see, sometimes, Marut Waka, there are things that we pray about.
Mm.
And just like Paul prayed about the thorn in the flesh.
Yeah.
Even three times he prayed.
Yes.
And he was a man of faith. He was a man who had hope in him. And God answered, but his answer was not according to what Paul was expecting. Paul was expecting the thorn to be removed from the flesh.
Yeah.
But after prayer, but the answer was that my grace, in other words, I'm going to give you the strength, the strength to continue moving even though you are swimming against the tide. I give you the strength.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy as you wait, but I'm going to give you the strength. So sometimes we also need to say that, God, as I wait upon you, give me the strength to wait. Give me the strength to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, now, I think the other thing that make prayer not to be heard, because when we look, read into Luke 18, when we start from verse number 9, verse number 9, it said, there were some people who thought they were very good and looked down on everyone else. Jesus used this story he said, one time there was a Pharisees and a tax collector. One day they both went to the temple to pray. The Pharisee stood alone, away from the tax collector. When the Pharisee prayed, he said, "Oh Lord, I thank you that I am not as bad as other people. I am not like men who steal, cheat, or commit adultery. I thank you that I am better than this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of everything again." The tax collector stood alone too, but when he prayed, he would not even look up to heaven. He felt very humble before God. He said, "Oh God, have mercy on me. I am a sinner." I tell you, when this man finished his prayer and went home, he was right with God. But the Pharisees who felt that he was better than others, was not right with God. People who make themselves important will make humble, but those who made themselves humble will be made important. Now, what I want to say is the only thing that make our prayer not to be heard is we look like as we are important than, let's say, I'm important than Pastor Pet. Yeah? I said, well, you see, me, I fast in a week, I fast 5 days. Or me, I give whatever that. I mean, that is the reason why it makes our prayers not to be heard.
Yeah, just to add on that, Murudu, Jesus said,
if you have wronged your brother before you even offer, be it you offer substance or you offer prayer unto him, he says you must go and reconcile with your brother first. In other words, the issue here is that you must make sure that the condition of your heart is right. And the condition of the heart can be made right through humbling oneself before God. That is why he says, humble yourself by the side of the Lord. And he will lift you up. So what this tax collector did was to humble himself before God. We need that. Before we pray, we must make sure that we set up an atmosphere of humility before him.
Yeah.
We must not come before him with pride, but we must humble ourselves because he's the king. And once we have humbled ourselves, our heart is carrying the right atmosphere, the right condition for God to be at work.
Yeah. So now, when we go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14, it tells us that, and if my people who are called by my name become humble and pray, and look for me, and turn away from their evil ways, then I will hear them from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. In other words, the only thing that making God to hear our prayer is not how we pray. It's not how I use English. Ne? It's not how I use English in high grade or lower grade. It's not if I pray in Zulu or I pray in China or I pray in Swahili or I pray in Sotho. The only thing that make God hear my prayer is not my language. The only thing that make prayer to be heard is if I humble myself and I forgive those who have wronged me. Because God cannot hear my prayer if I still angry with you.
Yeah, because rebellion, anger, hatred, bitterness, and all other things, even sins of different sorts, sometimes they distance us. They distance us from the frequency of God,
Yeah.
So it's very important that our heart is in the right place. That is why he said, never leave your post. That is why then the Bible then said, it says the prayer of the righteous. It means the prayer of a person who has the right standing or who has positioned himself on the right place with God. That prayer becomes effective.
Yeah.
It does not mean that things are going to happen haphazardly or they're going to happen magically. No. There's also a principle of patience that is needed. Some things can happen miraculously instantly, yes, but not all things will happen miraculously instantly. Some will take time.
Yeah. Ne?
Amen.
I hear you, Maruti. I hear you. So now, okay. I hear you, Maruti. I hear you very well. But now, okay. So now, as we will be signing off, but I you know, the problem with us, what I have noticed is because when we read in the book of Matthew 6, let's go to it, Matthew 6. Matthew 6, verse number 5, it said, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrite. They love to stand in the synagogue and on the street corners and pray loudly. They want people to see them. Then the truth Okay, the truth is that all the reward they will get. That is the reward that they will get. It said, but when you pray, you should go into your room and close the door. Then pray to your father. He is there in that private place. He can see what is done in private. And all he will be rewarded. So I want people to understand that it doesn't mean that when you pray in a let's say maybe in a funeral, you are wrong. Because sometimes people, they misinterpret this verse. They said the Bible says I must close my room and pray.
Yeah.
So people, they must understand. They must understand the principle.
There are three types of prayers. There is a corporate prayer where we all pray as a unit. There's a target prayer where I pray publicly as an individual, or I pray on behalf of others in the public. And then there's an innermost or a personal prayer. That's the one where you close the door.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mentioned as we were busy with the show. So I don't know, Murud, we left with 3 minutes before we sign off. I want to give you these 3 minutes to do your magic.
I have no magic whatsoever. But I just carry this in my heart that we need to pray unceasingly.
Yeah.
We must pray for everything, about everything.
Mm.
In every situation, the word of the Lord directs us that we should pray. Daniel was in a very tight position, but he kept on praying. He never ceased praying, but he was continuing to pray.
Because
prayer is a conversation between you and God. Let me just address this.
Mm-hmm.
When you pray, you know, other people, they start saying as they pray, devil, you... You'd have no harm over me. Devil, you devil. You devil, I'm breaking your leg now. You devil, I'm giving you an uppercut.
Yeah.
That is not prayer.
Uppercut. Give you uppercut, you know.
I'm kicking you now, you devil, you fly. You devil, you bleed. You devil this. That's not prayer.
Mm.
Because prayer is the conversation between you and your God.
Yeah.
It's between the child and the father. It's the conversation between the child and the father. And here's the last thing I want to say. I want to say the book of 1 Thessalonians, I believe it's chapter 5, verse 12, 13, 14, it talks about the fact that we should pray unceasingly. Even if we don't see results, but we pray. We call upon the rain. Even though we see the cloud as small as the palm of a man's hand, but nevertheless, we keep on sending the word. We keep on sending prayer, and we know that it will not come back void. It will do that which was meant for it to do. Keep on praying, and as you pray, stand on the right position. Position yourself in such a way that there is network and there is frequency between you and God, so that your prayer will be effective and will be very much. So pray and develop the life of prayer. Don't wait for trouble to come before you start praying. When trouble has come, you see, Jesus would wake up early in the morning and go and pray. And when he is confronted with the situation, it is not time to pray when you are confronted with the situation. It is the time now to speak to the situation. So in a secret place, you pray. And then when you are confronted with the situation, you speak.
Yeah. I hear you, Murute. So, do that announcement, Muruti, and do that announcement.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Also, you can say that. Muruti and the listeners, wherever you are, you may be all over the world, in South Africa, in Gauteng, in a town called Lenasia. We are landing there, and if you are international, if you are somewhere around the world, you will be with us and you will hear the services. They will be live on via the Grace Radio, and you may want to know, when is this going to happen? Look, this coming Friday,
this coming Friday, the Tuesday today, this Friday we will be in this little town called Linesia. Wherever you are, if you're in South Africa and the surroundings, you are more than welcome to come and join us, because God would be moving mightily there. It's going to be a Friday and a Saturday and a Sunday, and it's going to be, we will start at about 5, half past 5, Central African time, we will be beginning, and we will end around about 8 o'clock. So if you are around, you are more than welcome to just come this Friday and this Saturday and this Sunday as well. If you are international, just tune in and you will be part of the service. Basically, you will fly to South Africa through the airways and you will be part of the service with us.
Yeah, no.
That, so we invite you.
Yeah, no. That is the announcement. I thank you, Muruti. Well, on my side, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. And I want to thank all the listeners who have just tuned in from 6 o'clock Central African Time until 9 o'clock as we are signing off. I am Pastor John Mamabolo, hosting the show Time to Meditate. This is a daily show that we are doing, starting from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock Central African Time. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Whatever it takes for the soul. Our number is 0832894658. That's the WhatsApp number. Also studio number. Or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. Or you can send us email at radio at by the Grace Rock. Now, as we finish, I'm going to say that if you have what they call it, Muruti, a feedback that you want to give to us, we will appreciate whatever that you want to say. Maybe you have suggestion in your mind. Well, we open to take it. You can do so by sending us email at radio at bythegrace.org, or you can send us WhatsApp. You can send to this number 0832004052. You can send your suggestion or comments, whatever that you want to comment with, and we will attend to it, and we will look into the matter. I want to thank the producer, the studio manager, the engineer, everyone who is behind the By the Grace Radio. I thank them for this opportunity. Muruti, I thank you as well as we sign off. It's been awesome, and we will meet tomorrow. And I will meet our listener tomorrow. I will see you as well tomorrow. Live in the studio tomorrow.
Yes.
So I'm gonna see you live in the studio tomorrow. It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be lit.
And it is somebody's birthday tomorrow. Kokecho's birthday tomorrow. So we will also appreciate his day tomorrow, as we do the show. But I thank you, Maruti. Stay blessed. We will chat after the show. Thank you very much.
Amen.